Hello, ladies, and welcome to the Bonjourist Podcast. I'm your host, Angelica Maya, and today we'll talk about a quite complicated subject, this bleeding concept of work-life balance. And we know, ladies, how this concept became even more elusive after the pandemic. We all have some ideas about this work-life balance thing. On paper, it seems like a good idea. You're keeping your work separate from your personal time. This is great. And it should be quite obvious. And while that was something I strived for, I realized after a while how misguided this pursuit was. That humble pursuit of balancing work and life resulted in me being in a bad situation. So aside from personal experiences, I believe that the pursuit of this idea is outdated and that there are far better things to pursue. So here are my thoughts so far. Please write to me to share your ideas. I would like to know how you organize your days and also your productivity secrets. I think work-life balance is a burning subject for most of us, especially for working moms. So the first thing is that work-life balance requires a great deal of sacrifice. Why is attempting to achieve a work-life balance such a bad idea? It's a bad idea because of how people perceive a balanced work and life to be. When you consider striking a balance between the two, you automatically assume that both sides must be good. You want a positive life as much as you want a positive work environment. You also want your personal and professional lives to be separate. From my experience, striving for that way of thinking is impossible. If people are super committed to their jobs, other aspects of their lives such as health and relationships might suffer. If people are content with their lives, the problem is that their wealth and career satisfaction might be lower. These sacrifices are excessive and impractical for people to make on a long-term basis. So comes the alternative, work-life balance. This cycle of giving up on something in order to achieve something makes no sense. And according to my personal experiences, it is a bad long-term path to take. When I realized this, I began brainstorming alternatives and options for what people could do. Because not all jobs and aspects of life are satisfying and things we want to do all of the time. I realized that our balance is more centered on harmonizing both. And ladies, there are some recommendations for achieving work-life balance the right way. You know, without making of this pursuit another problem to solve. You got it. The wrong solution is a problem in itself. So the first point. 1. Reconsider your time management. The first step is to alter your perspective on time management. We all have limited time here, so everyone tells us to make the most of it. But how can you make the most of it? When you think about it, it's a quantity versus quality dilemma. But what if I told you that instead of wrestling with that, you should concentrate on prioritizing? Spend all of your time doing things that will lead to more valuable moments later in your life? This is not a novel concept. It's been around for a while. However, few people have given this much thought. So I'd advise you to take a look at that. Find the actions that will give you the best results. After all, balance isn't just better time management. It's also better boundary management. The point number 2 is investigating your interests. Pursuing our passions isn't a good advice, though. It's not the best advice because we all have multiple interests and passions. And, as Cal Newport says, and I totally agree, passion follows mastery. You love something as you get good at it. We have a video on this subject on YouTube. So don't forget to check if you would like to learn further. And there's more. We can definitely continue to cultivate new passions and interests over time. So instead of following your passions blindly, I would encourage you to think about them all. But first, consider what you're doing right now. Ask yourself if what you're doing right now is something you're truly passionate about. Ask yourself if is it possible for you to find a deeper meaning in your professional life. Before you think about what other areas you can explore, ask yourself these. Think about everything that brings you joy, excitement, and happiness. Are there any industries in which you'd like to excel? Now we get to the point number 3. Do not be afraid of limitations. Creating work-life balance also entails getting to know oneself. This includes past challenges as well as limitations you've imposed on yourself. If you understand these concepts, you will be able to deal with them more effectively in the future. If you've never faced difficulties or problems, you weren't designed to adapt or mature in any way. In theory, you should have encountered obstacles by this point because they are such an important part of our lives. Then it's a matter of overcoming these constraints. It is a matter of rewiring our thinking to see limitations as opportunities to grow and overcoming them as a means of achieving our objectives. The more you reinforce that concept, the more resilient you will become when confronted with the unavoidable setbacks and problems. The fourth point is the backbone of everything I said so far. Delegate as needed. The final aspect of achieving work-life balance is delegating tasks. Delegation is a simple method for increasing your productivity. Delegating is also difficult sometimes. But if you're wasting time at work or at home on something that could be delegated, you're wasting valuable time. Again, the goal is to have a harmonious work-life balance and to find meaning in everything we do. Even if an overall goal is meaningful, it does not automatically imply that the milestones you are establishing are. We all have our own set of strengths and weaknesses. If one aspect of something bothers you or consumes a lot of your time, so consider to delegate. True work-life balance should not entail sacrificing one thing for the sake of another. Working through the bad and enjoying the good should be the goal. In the end, achieving some level of harmony with your life and work is more rewarding and fulfilling. And going through those steps will make it easier for you to do so. So that's it for today, ladies. I hope you loved this episode, and I also hope it was useful for you. Please remember to subscribe and share it with others. See you in the next episode. And keep strong and fabulous.